As we continue on towards Goat Island, we will provide you with a history of Goat Island and the Marine Reserve. The Ngāti Wai Māori, a sub-tribe of the Ngāpuhi tribe of Northland, arrived here in the 14th century on the Mokākara Waka, or canoe, which landed at Waka Tu Whenua, or Goat Island Beach, as it's now known. Some of the early European history of the area can be found in the meaning of the name Goat Island. Travelling back in time to the mid-1800s, you will find that there were no roads and almost all travelling was done by boat. Seafarers knew the coastline with its many islands very well, but they could never be sure that one day, because of a storm or circumstances, that they may find themselves marooned on some desolate piece of coast with no source of food for miles. The forests were inhabited by birds, but it was very difficult to catch enough to feed the crew. So seafarers of the era of Captain Cook's discoveries introduced domesticated animals wherever they could. To release these animals on the mainland made little sense, because the animals would diffuse away, never to be found again. But islands would pen the animals up, so that they could be hunted and caught easily. Some islands had a dependable supply of running fresh water and lowland forest that could be burned. These islands were suitable for cattle. But the smaller islands without fresh water were suitable only for goats, since these animals don't need to drink. Goats are so frugal with their water metabolism that they can thrive on a diet of foliage without water. Hence, these islands were of type goat, or goat islands. When studying the sea charts of New Zealand, one may discover that 4 or 5 goat islands actually exist. The island remained in Māori ownership until the Crown acquired it in 1971. Since then, the island has been administered as an island reserve, belonging to the Hauraki Gulf Maritime Park, which includes Little Barrier and the Hen and Chicken Islands. During the 1950s, the area was popular with spearfishers, who came from Auckland to catch their bagful. It depleted the area quickly, so that by the mid-1960s, much of the crayfish, snapper, and power had disappeared. Due to the uniqueness of its clear water, open exposed coast, and accessibility, the area not only attracted fishermen and divers, but also scientists. Through the initiative of Professor John Morton, Auckland University purchased a coastal site from the Matheson family, who retained all the land immediately adjacent to the beach. The first buildings of the Marine Laboratory were opened in 1964. Goat Island is New Zealand's first marine reserve, and as a no-take marine reserve set aside for scientific study, the marine life is fully protected. It covers a coastline of about 5 kilometres, extends out in the sea by about 800 metres, and encompasses 5 square kilometres or 500 hectares of area. As you arrive at the reserve, please ensure that you make yourself aware of the rules and regulations pertaining to the area. We hope that you enjoy your time at the Goat Island Marine Reserve.